edition of Online Business Platinum Podcast with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com/blog and the Twitter handle at HireTrust. Awesome show for you today, folks. Three topics we're going to cover. Number one, to outsource or not to outsource. This has to do with content development and product development. Number two, we're going to answer a question from Rebecca about website design and how she should get that website design. We're going to answer some questions around that. And number three, the importance of trying things. All right, let's jump in. First of all, I wanted to take a moment to reflect on a very special day. Obviously, this is November 11th. This is being recorded today. We're doing our show, and this is Remembrance Day up here in Canada and Veterans Day down in the U.S. Big shout out, obviously, to the men and women in uniform, the active duty officers, those, of course, that we have lost this year and in past years. It's difficult to put into words these days when you think of the sacrifice that men and women have made for us over the years in the military. And, it's like I said, it's difficult to put that into words, but just having each of us take a moment and think about that today and actually not just on Remembrance Day, but every day forward, I think is very important to make sure that we keep that memory front in our mind. We don't take anything for granted, that we live in a state of gratitude for what we've been able to, you know, what those soldiers have been able to achieve for us and what the sacrifice has meant for all of us in terms of our way of life. So big thank you to everyone and certainly a day of reflection. I know we'll be down at the War Monument here in Ottawa in a few hours and, look forward to collectively keeping that thought alive. All right, on to the show today. So first question we're going to cover is the question that I get asked probably the most inside InfoMarketerZone.com. That's our membership site for people who are developing their own information products and information assets in their business. And that is, to outsource their content development and their product development or not to outsource. And specifically, John inside InfoMarketerZone had a question for me. He had a very good question that I wanted to highlight, and his question was, if I outsource, how am I sure that that ebook is going to be positioned in a way to get maximum sales? Because I'm outsourcing to writers, by and large, or content developers that don't really have the marketing chops in a lot of cases, or even the desire to create a sellable product. They just want to create a product, get paid for it, and that's what they do. So great question, John, and it brings me to the advice I give to everyone who asks me about outsourcing their product development. And that is, you're exactly right. When you outsource content development, you're outsourcing it to someone who is potentially an expert in that content area or an expert in terms of writing or content development, not an expert marketer, not an expert in your market specifically, certainly not an expert in influence or persuasion in helping people, helping you sell your product into that market. So what that means is that's your job, right? You need to take control of crafting the product, of picking the niche market, of picking the niche topic that you're going to address, of even picking out the title and the angle for your product. And in my case, I advise you should never give out complete outsourcing of your product. You should always at least outline the product yourself, right? At least go so far as to highlight the structure, the organization, and outline. And I even go so far as to, and I don't do a lot of outsourcing. I have had chapters outsourced or certain products outsourced in the past. But even when I do, I outline it fully and I outline it in detail to the point where I have five or six key questions per chapter that I expect answered by the outsourced writer. And they love this too, by the way, because, you know, their biggest problem is knowing what to write, knowing how to bring material in and organize it. So if you can help them with that, you'll usually get, a lot more activity in terms of people who are willing to outsource for you, and your price will come down because, you know, a lot of the pricing for outsourcing ghostwriters and content developers is around the uncertainty of knowing what to write. So take control of the front end. Make sure you understand your market. Look, completely outsourcing your business is just not something that, what's your value in that ecosystem, right? You may as well not even get into it. You have to take control and take ownership and responsibility for understanding your market, understanding the sweet spot, understanding the topics, and organizing that product. And then you can, sure, you can choose to outsource specific content research and content development, and go from there. All right, question number two. Rebecca asks, I need a website design. Should I get it designed in PHP or in Word, or should I use WordPress? Another excellent example and a chance for us to sort of comment on web development platforms in general. Now, I urge people not to get too caught up in the technology, because at the end of the day, I get so many people are just, you know, which autoresponder do I use? Which payment processor do I use? Which platform do I use? Which, you know, hosting company do I use? Which website platform do I use? And they spin their tires, and most people honestly never make it out of that particular sort of way of thinking. So don't get caught up in this for too long, but very strongly opinionated here in terms of stay as open as you can and have designers customize on top of openness. And what I mean by that is PHP these days, sure, it's an open language, but typically designers will design something very customized to you, and you'll have a harder time finding people that can actually change that after the fact. And you know, you have to assume that whatever design you're going to get done, that designer may not be available in the future to make changes for you, to make large changes or minor tweaks or fixes. And so you want to go with a platform that is manageable in your hands, that can be still customized relatively easy after it's been designed for you. And of course, that can be changed easily if someone else, that if you decide 2 years down the road to make a wholesale change in your theme or your look of your site, you don't want to have to go and hire someone else for thousands of dollars again, right? So my suggestion is that you use WordPress, absolutely, and that you use a theme package on top of WordPress that suits your type of business, but make sure it's one of the leading theme packs that you know isn't going to go away, at least to the best of your knowledge, shortly. So I'm talking about theme packages like Genesis or Thesis or Headway. Woo Themes is a company that's been around for a long time that has some great themes. Optimized Press has a blog theme that is tailored to more opt-ins and sales pages. So and then there's membership site type applications as well, like A-Member. We use MemberGate. So stick with some of those sort of open front-ended products, themes that are on top of WordPress, and you really can't go wrong, because you're going to get experts in WordPress. You're going to get experts, there are a dime a dozen sort of on those major platforms, and you'll always be able to get help. All right. Any other questions around outsourcing and or setting up your website? Hit us up at HireTrust. And by the way, if you have questions that are bugging you right now, or questions that you're getting stuck on, or just have in general about operating online business, hit us up at HireTrust, okay, on Twitter, and ask that question to us. And we monitor that Twitter account. We're on it every day, building our community. And so we want to hear from you on there. And we'll certainly look at including any help that we can in subsequent podcasts if you ask a question on that platform. Question number three we're going to address today is the importance of, and actually this isn't so much a question as it is an observation in terms of the people that we help. And it's what we want to stress here is the importance of trying things. So asking questions, yes, great. Absolutely a good thing to do. Watching what other people do and trying to replicate it, again, a really good technique, good thing to do. But what's the best thing of all? It's really doing things, trying things and seeing what the result is and pivoting, right? If you look at any top business person, they don't just ask questions, although they do, but it's not all they do. They don't just watch what other people do. In fact, a lot of them don't watch what other people do at all. They're so busy working their own business, they don't actually pay a lot of attention to other people. When you get started out, that's okay. But when you get head down, you're going to learn a lot more from doing and being active in your market than you will by always looking for the answer first and then trying things. So if you're looking for a fast track, I know many of you are, you're looking for what's that way that I can really jump into this business and really build the profit and revenue to a place where I can work it full time quickly, or that I can reach my next objective of maybe hiring some staff or outsourcing a little bit of my business. You're just at that sort of peak where, you know, it's interesting, but there's maybe a little bit of money coming in, but you haven't reached that next pinnacle. Well, this is how you do it, is you just become crazy at executing and doing. If you did nothing else over the next 30 days, then to just become two or three times more active in your business, and that is try things, you know, whether that's placing new products online, placing new landing pages with some ads online, placing, going after a couple of new JV partners, doing some more blog posts, doing a couple of blog posts every day where you might have done a couple every week. Just execute. Just go after it. Commit to yourself for 30 days. I'm going to go crazy. What you'll find is you'll start to see some immediate return, but what you'll really find is maybe 60, 90 days, all of a sudden that will start to build some momentum. So 30 days itself is great and it's a good start. It's actually not enough for you to see the results. Unfortunately, it does take 60 to 90 days for a lot of these things to work. It takes that long to sort of get your ads really clicking. It takes that long for content to be found and start to get some traction. So you do have to commit to this strategy for a 2 or 3 month period before you start seeing some results. But believe me, it will make all the difference in the world in your business. And if you're sitting there today wondering, you know, why so far I'm spending an hour or two a day and I'm trying some things and it just doesn't seem to be working all that well. And I look at what other people are doing and I try and implement that. And it's not, you know, you're not doing enough. That's the bottom line, is you got to be putting in 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever you can do, you know, all the time you can, and execute, and really put the pedal to the metal for the next 30 days. And I guarantee you will see a brand new side of your business, a brand new side of you. And suddenly you will get immediate feedback as to what and what is not working so that you can pivot and really move in the right direction. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us. Always appreciate you guys listening. Want your participation though, so head over to hiretrustmarketing.com/blog and leave us comments, leave us questions. Want to hear your comments and questions. That's necessary part of this whole thing. We want to do this for you guys. So the other thing is head over to @HireTrust on Twitter and leave us questions and comments on the podcast. Want to hear those? And until next time, this is Jeff Smith.